Modern Woodman Park in Davenport. Colonels and Quad Cities are knotted up at nothing-nothing. Austin Deemer leads off for Cedar Rapids here in the third inning against Brock Dykeshorn. Morgan Hawk with you. Jared Schlinski with us as well. Dykeshorn to Deemer, and he grounds this to short. He broke his bat. It's picked up by Trump. He's the throw over. Retires Deemer one away.
Nice play there by Trump. He's sprinting in from the shortstop position. Had to round that ball off, make the throw on the move just in time to get Austin Deemer. Impressive play by the shortstop.
Out of the top, Rafael Valera. Mentioned how Dykeshorn was drafted out of Central Arizona Community College. He pitched 1 year there. Before that, he attended West Virginia University. Pitch to Valera is taken for a first pitch strike, 0-1. And before that, he was a member of Team Canada Junior National Team growing up in Ontario. Ball and a strike on Valera. And Dykeshorn's pitch, swing and a miss. There was a slider low and away.
One of the few we've seen and had Valera out on his front foot. I expect to see more of the off-speed pitches from Dykeshorn now. That's the second time through the order.
1-2 on Valera. The pitch here is taken just inside. And that evens the count on Rafael Valera. No score, top three. Dykeshorn back and the 2-2. Swung on, grounded sharply to short. Trumpy's gloves throws over a wide throw, but the tag applied by Muniz took him off the bag. But the tag applied by Muniz made a good play, and that gets Valera.
Not convinced Muniz had to come all the way off the bag either. If he's able to stretch, he's probably able to keep his foot on the bag and record the out instead of having to lay the tag on him there.
Two away for Gordon. Flew to left his last time. It was the first time he was retired in the series after having a perfect night at the plate. 3-for-3, sac fly last night. Takes a strike 0-1, 93 on the outside end. Pitch from the tall righty. Check swing by Gordon. No, he went around. Says the home plate umpire, Chris Stump. Nothing in two. That was a breaking ball in the dirt. Dykeshorn back, the 0-2. Gordon lines this down the left field line towards the corner. Ferguson after it. It slices foul into the bullpen.
It's a darn shame that ball had a slice foul because that would have been the first extra base hit without question of tonight's game.
Nothing into the count. Gordon back to the plate. Earlier this year, Dykeshorn had an outstanding opportunity to pitch in the Pan Am Games for Team Canada. Ground ball to first, picked up by Muniz. He'll flip to Dykeshorn at the bag and end the third inning. For Team Canada, he helped them win the gold medal. Beat the United States, in fact. We go to the bottom of the third. No score from Quad Cities on KMRY. Sam Gibbons has retired the first six he's faced. We go to the bottom of the third inning in a scoreless game. Garrett Stubbs leads it off, the seventh hitter. The catcher for the River Bandits, and he pops the first pitch up left side, white near the stands, and it'll sail into the third row. There's a woman in a blue shirt looking back, and it landed right at her feet. She thought it was going to be behind her. Nothing and one on Stubbs. Sam Gibbons tonight for the Colonels, making his 16th start in a Colonel uniform. It's his second against the River Bandits, second in this ballpark. The 0-1 fouled away by Stubbs. Back on July 18th in Davenport, five scoreless innings, no decision. That was a Colonel 3-2 win. Gibbons' last start was on September 4th at Wisconsin. In a no decision, he went six innings, allowed two runs on five hits. Struck out four and walked two. Pitched to Stubbs up and away. Mentioned in the pregame, but Gibbons 6-2 with with a 1.92 ERA in the second half, totaling 11 starts. Fouled away by Stubbs. In the month of August, twice named the Midwest League Pitcher of the Week, including a 12-strikeout performance against Clinton, allowing just one base runner, taking a perfect game through 5 2/3. The 1-2. Curve bounce to first, Paul back up, and glove it, run to the bag, and retire Stubbs, one away.
Good decision there by Chris Paul to take an extra step back at the first base position. He allowed that ball to field it cleanly on the high hop. Didn't even need to go to the underhand flip with Sam Gibbons sprinting over. Chances are if he does play that ball in the short hop, he's going to miss it.
Here's Trumpies. Gibbons back on August 1, a 9-inning shutout win at Kane County. That was the first of his two real good starts in the month of August. Delivers a strike to the Bandit shortstop. No score, bottom three. Gibbons delivers. This one's lined to right. Corsino is there and makes the play. The basket catch running near the line and two away in the third inning for Jose Fernandez. Gibbons also during that, or in the second half, team best 28 1/3 consecutive scoreless innings. Streak that lasted nearly a month. Strike called inside edge on Jose Fernandez. Gibbons just 21 years old. Was signed out of Australia. Rolled towards third. That's foul at the bag. Nothing and two on Jose Fernandez. We did not see him last night. Played in 27 games for Quad Cities in the regular season. Hit under 200. Curve lifted to center, but right at Wade. Camps out underneath. And makes the play to end the third inning. So 9 up, 9 down for Sam Gibbons to start his outing here in the playoffs. We go to the fourth. No score from Davenport on KMR1.